Fundraising. Driving awareness from John O'Groats to Land's End. This April, Rob Hutchings climbed aboard his vintage Land Rover to drive from John O'Groats to Land's End to raise awareness of PSP, which his mum lived with until recently. Here, Rob shares the inspiration behind his epic trip. Whilst I completed my A-levels and went to uni, Mum decided to go back to school herself, completing her A-levels at the same time and then following on to university herself, reading history and then gaining her teaching qualifications to enable her to follow her dream of becoming a primary school teacher. It was the perfect role for her, since she is so bubbly and chatty. She just started to wind down to retirement, still keeping her hand in doing supply teaching and running Victorian day classes when her PSP symptoms began. She was in her mid-60s at the time. The initial symptoms included repeating conversations and saying the odd strange thing, followed by starting to become withdrawn, less chatty, and not her normal self. Alongside this, she started to fall backwards without any reason, causing herself injuries, and then lost coordination further, so we had to advise her to stop driving. My dad was back and forth to the GP with Mum, trying to find out what was wrong. Like many people, Mum initially was diagnosed with Parkinson's. The neurologist started new investigations when it was clear the Parkinson's medications weren't having any effect. That is when PSP was diagnosed. At this time, there was little information provided about what to expect or how it would impact Mum's and Dad's lives. We only found out about PSPA by chance in the later stages of my Mum's illness in a conversation my Dad had with a friend. 2 years ago, my Mum's condition deteriorated to the point that as a family we decided it was safer for her to move into a care home to make sure her changing needs were met. The care home were fantastic, and although Mum would have preferred to stay at home, she seemed fairly happy there, and they were able to provide the constant care she required. As the disease progressed, particularly when my Mum lost her ability to communicate and the COVID measures were in full swing, the situation was exceptionally upsetting for all my family. By the time the restrictions lifted, my vintage Land Rover was nearing completion of its nut and bolt restoration, much to the disappointment of my wife and daughter. So, on New Year's Day, 23, feeling quite down at the realisation of my Mum's disease nearing an end, the idea of the John O'Groats to Land's End drive came to me in a desire to do something positive to help and raise awareness. I'm part of a big Land Rover community online, and the business I work for is very supportive of charitable giving. Therefore, as I advertised my challenge, I quickly gained some exceptional support and offers of help. A classic Land Rover magazine covered the challenge. I gained sponsorship from local businesses and my workplace, and members of the community offered to join me for different aspects of the drive. It was really exciting to see an idea grow and become reality, and very humbling to see the levels of donations being made. The final part of the restoration of Lenny, my vintage Land Rover, was to have it branded with PSPA logos, details of how people can volunteer, and where they could find more information about PSP and the charity. Myself and my family, my son joined me on the whole drive in a support vehicle, and my daughter and wife joined me around halfway through the challenge, all had branded jackets to wear too. Unfortunately, my mum lost her battle with PSP just a few weeks before the challenge began, so she didn't get to see what I was doing for her. However, my dad, brother, sister and her friends joined me in a stage through Chatsworth, which we completed in my mum's memory, which was emotional for us all. I was excited, but also a little daunted when the start of the challenge came around on the 6th of April, realising that my plans had become reality. I shouldn't have worried. Lenny didn't miss a beat and the experience has been fantastic. Despite the 1,000 miles plus travelled at a maximum of 55 miles per hour in sun, wind and gale force, wind and rain. Now the challenge is complete. I am very proud of what we have achieved and hope being able to lift the profile of PSP via the challenge, and the funds raised will assist other people diagnosed and their families before the disease progresses. Rob raised an amazing £15,000 for PSPA with his challenge, as well as gaining media coverage to help with his awareness raising. Thank you so much, Rob and his supporters.